Well, we've been talking about the blessing. So everybody say, I am blessed. And the fact is, you are. The fact is, you are. Say, the fact is, I am blessed. Now, I can hear some people's minds going and say, I wish I could see it. And this is really the reason for our teaching. The blessing is a fact. It started at the beginning. And the blessing hasn't changed since God blessed Adam. Fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and have dominion in it. Same thing. Same thing's going on today. If you read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, starting at about the first verse to the 14th verse, you'll read what the blessing consists of. Did you know that? That talks about the blessing. That spells it out. But here's the problem. We've got to get connected with what is ours. And that's really the way it is in every situation. Jesus came, God so loved the world. Amen. Isn't that what the scripture says? God so loved the world that whosoever believes in Jesus should not perish but have everlasting life. But you know, that's not automatic, is it? It has to be believed for. We have to confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that Jesus is God, that He is Yahweh, that He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We've got to believe that to get saved. Well, every other thing works the same way. You've got to come to it the same way. This is progressive. We're learning. Say, I'm learning. And you know, that's something to keep saying. Don't ever say, oh, you know, I don't remember things. Don't ever say that about yourself. Don't ever say, I have a rotten memory. Don't ever say that. Say, I have a sound mind and a good memory. Right, Cherie? Cherie testified about her memory and how it's actually she's seeing increase as she's talking about it. And you know, we're watching an epidemic of people losing their memories, losing their minds, if you will. It's an epidemic right now in this world, isn't it? See, I don't think it used to be this way. I don't remember old people all getting it this way as much as we're seeing anymore. So there's an epidemic, and here's the problem. It's just like old age in and of itself. We've joked about it, kidded about it. We talk about everything, hardening arteries, hard life. Lead in the rear end, gold in the teeth, you know, all of those things that go along with aging. You've heard those. That's not funny. It's not funny. It's a lie, and the devil's getting people to kid about it, have fun talking about it, talking about, you know, young people talking about, I won't live to be 30. Well, you know, that's talking death. That's silliness. That's foolishness. We need to quit that kind of thing. We need to learn that our words have power. In fact, a big part of the blessing is to do with our words. The blessing is the empowerment to prosper. The empowerment to prosper and have dominion and to extend Eden or to extend the kingdom of God throughout the earth. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Think about this for just a second. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, have dominion. Think about these words that go right along with it. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Is there a similarity? What's Jesus saying? Go into all the world, preach the gospel, and fill the earth. Have dominion in the earth. Have dominion over devils. Remember He said that? I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's dominion. It's authority. We've been looking at Joseph. We looked at Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We looked at Adam. We looked at Noah. We've looked at them. All of these things that we're looking at is how the blessing worked in their life. And we're looking at things that slowed down the blessing. What we say will slow down the blessing? Sin. Somebody tell me how sin slows down the blessing. We talked about it last week. How does sin slow down the blessing? See, it's important you get this, because if you don't watch out, you'll get religious about it. You'll say, oh, I'm disobedient and God's mad. I was thinking about a song that I used to really like. A song was called, It's Jesus and Me.